It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. Great Salt Lake is the natural wonder that gave Utah's capital city its name. Yet it is cut in half, deprived of water, and shrinking before our very eyes. This week, learn about the water story of our beloved Great Salt Lake and the warning it presents. First this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utah's Great Salt Lake is a remnant of ancient Lake Bonneville. Today, it is the largest saline lake in the Western Hemisphere and keystone to the ecosystem of northern Utah. Human attempts to dominate its massive waters have radically changed its appearance and ecology. The shrinking lake is Utah's canary in the coal mine, drying up before our eyes as climate change begins to affect our home. Trouble began for our inland sea in 1904 when the Union Pacific Railroad constructed a 12-mile wooden causeway between the lake's western shore and Promontory Point. The trestle, called the Loosen Cutoff, used wood from almost 40,000 trees, enough for a 2-square-mile forest. Eventually, it was replaced by a stone earthen-fill causeway, which blocked the water flow to the lake's north arm, effectively creating two ecosystems. Now, the north arm is pink in color because increased salinity allows halophilic bacteria to flourish. The less salty south remains a blue-green. While the lake's surface level fluctuates naturally, the general trend since 1847 is downward, and today hovers near an all-time historic low, exposing around 550 square miles of lake bed. The primary cause is water diversions on its tributaries, as the Bear, Weber, and Jordan Rivers are siphoned off to support Utah's growing population. As a terminal lake, anaerobic bacteria from our runoff builds up poisonous mercury, affecting the migratory birds that frequent its shores from as far away as Mexico and Russia. On top of this, the decreased water levels have left islands high and dry, making nesting birds vulnerable to overland predators. What is the future of our inland sea? As the lake shrinks, environmental issues are starting to appear. Its vast waters have long moderated temperatures and increased precipitation along the Wasatch Mountains, but now, exposed mudflats are contributing to toxic dust in the air we breathe. Our breath, our health, and even some of our key economic industries are threatened by a shrinking Great Salt Lake. With the widespread impacts of climate change increasingly apparent, it is hard to look away from the water management crisis manifesting in our own backyard. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.